tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination, and I have fought against black domination. I have carried the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an idea for which
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
Hello, 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 hello. You are connected to the Call Out podcast here on Madiba's Radio, where we connect, inform, and definitely engage with you. Tis I, your favorite radio presenter of all time. I go by the name of Karabo Daniels, and of course, I am not alone. I am with
Uvuyisa Nanuwagonum Chacho, your daily dose of sugar, but don't take me in too many doses because we don't have money for medical aid and you might have diabetes. So tell us, ma'am, connect and engage and inform us. Yes. Where were you last week?
Hey, my brother. Hey, my brother. I was around.
Mm-hmm.
I was around. Just be happy that I'm back now.
Yeah, that's very mysterious.
Just be happy that I'm back now. That's all that matters.
Me, I heard that you were at Woolworths in the queue buying super expensive eggs. What's happening nearby? What's happening? Ah, that's crazy to me.
Anyway, so today we will be catching up on what's been happening around campus, specifically Africa Week. One of our sibling shows, Madiba's Radio Newsreader, Usigelela, reported that on the day one of inaugural Africa Month Symposium 2025, it took place at Nelson Mandela University Ocean Sciences Campus, hosted by the International Office in collaboration with the Transformation Office, Madiba's Radio, SACO, Conrad Arts and Culture, as well as Mthonjeni Student Wellness. This year's theme is, of course, Justice for Africans and People of African Descent through Reparations.
Indeed.
It aligns with the African Union's 2025 Africa Month focus. So the event opened with a keynote from NMU Vice Chancellor Professor Sibongile Mutwa, followed by a thought-provoking address by Professor Tshepo Madlingozi of the South African Human Rights Commission. Professor spoke about justice and reparations for people of African descent. Now, African Director of the Center for Security, Peace and Conflict Resolution, Professor Ntsikelelo Breakfast, also shared his reflections on day one with Madiba's Radio presenter, Uvuyisanani Nomchacho. Uvuyisanani, you left me.
My sister, Kaloku, where were you?
No, Mamela Apa. Udishile, you didn't even extend an invite to me.
Kaloku, I heard him now. You were still there by your mysterious thing. So I thought, you know what?
TPZ.
Exactly. Let me load. But it was such an engaging conversation with Prof. Ntsikelelo and a breakfast, because he's such an amazing scholar. And what I found particularly interesting was a topic discussed by the prof himself, Prof. Breakfast, who is, in my opinion, as sharp as obsidian and a pedagogical scholar of the highest caliber. Yes. Every seminar, you better brace yourself, I'm walking encyclopedia now. who spoke about today's African issues and the misconstrued definitions of Pan-Africanism and what it means to be an African in the modern day century. Now, Pan-Africanism, by definition, is a movement that aims to encourage strengthened bonds of solidarity between all indigenous people, and all diasporas of African ancestry, meaning that all of us as Africans are united and we share and open the borders to each other's countries and resources. But there is a misconstrued perception to what Pan-Africanism actually is. because politicians have confused Pan-Africanism with Black Consciousness Movement. And that has given birth to neo-patrimonialism. This is all of this. I learned these words yesterday because Schua was on another level there. Now, probably the viewers at home are asking now, what is this neo-patrimonialism? Neo-patrimonialism is a form of political rule where state of power and resources are used for personal or group benefit, often to the expense of public good. It is a hybrid system that combines elements of traditional patrimonial rule with modern state structures. So this means that, like, let's say you have one specific political party that has power, and then they use their political power. Banike uncle ban position of power. Bamniki tender loan. This and that people get favors by the government in order so that they maintain power.
Oh.
We know of a certain party that's done this for centuries. We've seen this in Zimbabwe with Mugabe's cabinet, where you have certain people, you have his cousins, you have, if me and you have, I will give you, I go be the minister of sciences. It doesn't. Now, those effects, they negatively affect the country, because they rise up the use of corruption, the use of misallocation of resources. Because if me, as a person who studied economics, now suddenly I'm the minister of, and this is going to be ironic, but the minister of, say, mathematics, what am I doing as the minister of education? I won't be as well versed as someone who's been a scholar, but who's been a teacher. So those things are downwardly affect the country in such a negative way. And yeah, basically that's what we discussed.
Okay then. So I know that you were interviewed by Uprofessor and Sikilolo Breakfast. Can you tell us how that went, you know?
How about I don't even tell you, I actually play you the interview.
Yeah, okay, exactly. Let's get it.
Short notice to talk about Pan-Africanism and the challenges of Pan-Africanism. As you know, that Pan-Africanism is understood differently by people, that different understandings and their interpretations and meanings of Pan-Africanism. But the common denominator is that Pan-Africanism is about the total liberation of the African people, home and diaspora. And from Cape to Cairo, Africans must speak the same language and be united. Yeah, because a house that is divided against itself cannot stand.
How can we then remove the dividers within our own Africa? Do you think that there's ever going to be a time where Africa is the, I want to say, Americans, the Chinas, the Russia, are the instigators or the rhinos that are fighting on our grass? Do you think they will ever be removed?
I think we need to become masters of our own destiny and stop allowing ourselves to be used in pursuit of the agendas of other people. I think we need to be independent, we need to develop the capacity to think for ourselves, and not be subsumed into other agendas.
Okay.
As you can hear there, there were even words like subsumed. I kind of stumbled over that word if you hear the other half of the interview. And I had to go on Google today and learn.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I am so interested in joining Africa Week again. And now I'm inviting you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go. Let's go to Africa Week, because Prof is having another seminar that he's going to be lecturing on. And I'm just so interested in hearing what he has in store.
Okay. So for those who are interested, when is it?
So it's happening to all week, actually.
All week, okay.
All week. But then the specific interview that's the seminar being held by Prof is today at 3:15, I believe. Yes.
All right.
Watching this, after listening to us, go and join Africa Week today.
Let's go. So where is it? So that's
it's at the Aquatic Center here at NMU. Basically that's where the main lectures are going to be happening all week long until Friday.
Right. So the Aquatic Center people is in ocean sciences, right? Am I right? Yes. So if you guys want to learn more about Africa, you know, inform yourself in African, you know, African things, please do go to Ocean Sciences, the Aquatic Center, exactly. And you will definitely see us there.
But what I am interested, they told mm-hmm. me you went to America when you were not here. What's happening? They told me you left with President Cyril Ramaphosa.
I did leave with him. I wish. All right, everyone. So I'm sure most of us know that President Cyril Ramaphosa is at the USA currently, right? So President Cyril Ramaphosa arrived in Washington, D.C. for a high-level working visit aimed at resetting and revitalizing bilateral relations between South Africa and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So today, President Cyril Ramaphosa is expected to meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House in what is seen as a pivotal moment for strengthening cooperation and trade, investment, as well as global diplomacy. So, if visit a cupcake to the U.S. provides...
Why? Do you even know why we actually call him cupcake?
Why is his name cupcake?
Okay, I heard this through the grapevine. Okay. All right. As we digress from the topic, I heard that his mistress, or he called his mistress cupcake. Oh. So the whole country now started calling him cupcake. Even the poet that went to parliament. Mm. Do you remember that poem that he did?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, when a cupcake warm. Oh, and wow. He has normal lukuche. Imagine that. That is insane.
No
way. Where else in South Africa do we call our president cupcake? Only South Africa.
Only South Africa. And you know, I only thought that we called him cupcake because he looked so nunus. He looked so cute.
Me,
there.
I thought it was because of the nose. I thought the nose was the cupcake. I don't know. No. Pure respect.
Just jokes, guys.
Let's go back to the topic at hand.
Yeah. All right, then. So the president's visit to the U.S. provides a platform to, reset strategic relationship between the two countries, which are the United States as well as South Africa. The U.S. and South Africa have been experiencing a strained relationship, often described as beefing. Yeah. So due to
Kendrick and Drake.
Kendrick and type. So due to a combination of factors, including differing views on foreign policy, human rights, as well as economic issues, particularly concerning South Africa's policies aimed at addressing historical inequalities. Yeah. So these disagreements have led to a decline in the relationship with the U.S., considering sanctions, even suspending diplomatic ties with South Africa.
Not exactly. Mm. I feel like this is a better expansion to our topic from last week, which was what's been happening between America and the USA. Mm-hmm. It's just a crazy instances. Now, actually, what I found interesting is that President Cyril Ramaphosa, along with mm-hmm. four of his cabinet ministers, actually flew to America.
Oh.
So it's not only him that's on the working visit.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually with four other ministers. But the thing that people are talking about is with what Cyril Ramaphosa is doing and flying to America is that, is he actually weak by being summoned to USA? Is he like a rabbit chasing a carrot on a stick?
Was he called to the USA or did he choose to go like by himself?
He is low-key called
because
he has to answer mm-hmm. to America in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
But then, obviously, that's not what the media is going to make it look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make it look like he's the one who went there to discuss.
Mm.
But then eventually, most of countries in the world mm-hmm. answer to America. That's not something that we can sugarcoat.
Mm.
America has made the world order for the past, since the Cold War, so that's past 100 years.
Mm.
They've made what the world order is. And even when you watch series, they in movies must, when the aliens come, they come and attack America. That's the world.
That's
the,
yes,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people argue on Cyril Ramaphosa's side, and they say that that our relationship with the U.S. are of imperative need, and it helps boost the economic activity. And these tariffs are not beneficial to South Africa as a whole. And these relations between the two countries actually needs to be solved. Utrecht and Kendrick need to sit down.
Mm.
But
yes,
because
now,
it's not very helpful. It's
mm-hmm.
not very helpful at all. is what's been happening.
All right, then. So I also wanted to ask, Ndoyokubana, so you mentioned that he went with the cabinet of ministers to the US.
Yes.
So I want to understand, did he appoint those ministers or do they volunteer to go with him? You know, how does
actually,
that go about?
So the ministers that he went with specifically are Minister John Steenhuisen, who is also the DA president. Exactly, very strategic. And also Minister Ronald Lamola, who I believe is the Minister of International Relations, Kubuzo Ntshavheni, and Park Sintau, who will all accompany President Cyril Ramaphosa. Now, I think it is a very strategic move by President Cyril Ramaphosa to actually bring these ministers with him. Because if you have, let's call it for what it is, if you have John Steenhuisen, a white man, traveling with President Cyril Ramaphosa, it actually shows for a united front.
Exactly.
And so, because you have DA and ANC traveling together, they're actually showing that, hey, you know what? We don't know about this genocide that's happening. We don't know.
And, you know, America's been coming for, you know, South Africa for, you know, racism, inequality, and so I think it's very good that DA President John Steenhuisen also, you know, went with our President Cupcake.
And he actually made a very interesting comment when asked about what he feels like about the genocide that's been happening, the quote-unquote genocide that doesn't exist. He said, my focus is on those people that choose South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never been the one to clap hands for John Steenhuisen, but give credit where it's due. I feel like the statement is very, whether it's a political statement to gain favor, whether it's from the genuineness of his heart, but it's such a complete and patriotic statement to say that, you know what, we are going to choose the people that choose South Africa, not the people that leave, but we're going to work on the citizens of South Africa that are within our borders. That's very important. And that's why they're flying over to America to actually see what's happening, to actually fix our relationships with President Trump.
All right. Okay. Interesting.
And furthermore, Ramaphosa's government has obviously denied those allegations and says the whites who actually own more than 70% of land, despite making up 7% of the population, are actually not discriminated against. But then Trump's administration has actually said that they are not going to be involved in the G20 that's going to be happening in November, which is just such a crazy instances of events between South Africa
and the U.S.
and the U.S. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, do you actually think that this relation is actually going to help, or do you think that there's an actual goal to this meeting, or is it just awful as a media stunt?
You know, I think that, you know, Cupcake with the ministers going to... I need to actually stop with this Cupcake. It's stuck in my head now.
Yeah, it's Cupcake. I know. Cupcake.
So, you know, this visit of the ministers and President Cyril Ramaphosa to the U.S., I think it's like they have to reset the relationship, you know, strengthen bilateral ties between South Africa as well as the United States. And I also think it's to reinforce economic ties, you know, because obviously the United States is one of South Africa's most important economic partners, with over 600 U.S. companies operating within South Africa.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Within South Africa. So we need the USA. And like, you know, yeah, we need to. That's the honest truth.
The KFCs, the McDonald's, we often forget that
the Burger Kings.
They're actually, I've never had Burger Kings, actually.
Really?
Have I? Oh, I have by Krinik Haas. I actually have. I was like, yeah.
How did you find that?
I found it as a normal burger. But I'm sure when you prefer burgers from Woolworths. But that's a topic for another day.
He likes this Woolworths topic.
I said, this is a Woolworths hand, guys. So make sure.
But yeah, so with all these, you know, franchises, you know, like, as you mentioned, McDonald's and. So yeah, The US has a lot of companies operating within South Africa. So I really think that the visit aims to reaffirm the partnership between the two nations and explore opportunities for cooperation, you know. And, you know, this meeting comes after a period of strained relations between the two countries.
Been too
but
long.
Yeah, I definitely think there's hope. I definitely think, rather, that there's hope between the two countries to strengthen relationship, you know. And I... You know what I like? It's that both countries are working towards resetting their ties. It's not only South Africa that's working, you know, towards making everything right. America's also meeting us halfway.
Yeah, I feel like that would be very important if America actually wants to meet us halfway. Mm. But then remember what happened with President Zelensky in Ukraine, where it was actually just America called Zelensky there just to show that they are powerful. Hopefully they're not doing the same thing with us, and they're not trying to show that, hey, we are America, we are powerful, but then they actually aim to fix what has been actually happening between the two countries, you know.
All right then, you know, I think that it's very important that speaking on the issue of, you know, our president, I'm sorry, but I think it's the highlight for me, you know, the president going with other people as well to represent the country to show that we're a country of unity. You know. So I really love that. Shout out, Cupcake. Shout out.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be very important to actually stand together. We actually need the white people that actually enjoy being in South Africa to speak up. Because I'm pretty sure they love being in South Africa. But then them not speaking up is like, it's kind of like spitting on the flag. You're not saying that, hey, listen, there actually is no genocide. Yes, there are crimes in South Africa.
Their actions are like contradictory to their words. Because you can say you care about your country, but what are you
doing
about it?
Exactly.
What are you doing about
it? Exactly. Mm. It's important. It's very important to have the people of white race, black race, Indian race, to actually stand together. Everyone who's under the South African banner to actually stand together. I don't even care if you are from Nigeria, from Kenya, as long as you are living in this soil.
Definitely.
Let us all band together and just actually fight these bogus claims by President Trump's administration of a genocide.
Mm.
Yeah,
I get that so much. I think we are heading towards the end of our show.
Indeed.
But before we close off, we know that we are going to be having some crime awareness.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it's a crime awareness event.
Thank you for reminding me. I almost forgot. It's so important. Mm-hmm. So the Youth Crime Prevention Desk, initiated by Humewood Police Station, on the 28th of May, which I believe would be a Thursday next week, are going to be fighting crime, such as domestic violence and student-on-student crimes. So it's basically a campaign to help to show people that they can actually report these things that's been happening, because we've heard of the story of how a guy abuses a female and the female closes those docks. Why is it that females close those docks after reporting their abuse? Why do they even stay in the relationships?
You know, my own personal perspective, you know, on situations like that, I think it's usually because, you know, how the South African, you know, like court is, you know, so I think that's why most people just tend to just, you know, leave their cases.
Exactly. And we've heard of the stories, even when girls reported that they were raped or strangled. It so happens that the police are like, when did this happen? It happened 2 weeks ago. We don't care.
It's not important.
Exactly.
It takes courage to go report something, you know. So it's not going to be izazuthi yenzeke ngoku ndibe hayi nam ndiyabhapha ndiye police station. No, it takes time, you know. We're different as people. That's just how it is.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like there should be definitely a minister of gender awareness.
I think so.
Like an actual police. That's just... all they do, Mona, is just
gender awareness. Gender, you know, awareness. It's very important.
It's such an actual
love that idea so much.
Actual problem in South Africa.
It is.
Yo. It's been happening for years. It's a culture. It's a norm. It's a normality to have four people, women and children, die every hour or be abused every hour. That's an actual stat. That's not okay.
Sad that, you know, our country is not really doing anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have been going on march, justice exactly. for Tswe, you know, going on march, you know, for...
And the cabinet is quiet about
it. It's quiet about it.
Yeah. But then you know who is doing something about it? The Youth Crime Prevention Desk, by the Human Police. Mm-hmm. So please join us. 28 May, we're fighting crime. And then there's going to be an online campaign.
Okay, that's nice.
Because it's going to be during exam season, 15th June. So please, guys, join in. Let's fight against this crime.
Yes, definitely.
And I'll probably be there myself. You might get to see me face to face. Your second favorite presenter. Remember that name.
Right then, I think we have come to the end of our show. You've been lovely. Thank you so much. Please do follow me on Instagram, Karabo_Daniels, as well as TikTok, Karabo.Daniels.
I will on TikTok. I'm gonna go download TikTok. Unfortunately, no. I don't have Instagram myself.
Boring.
But don't worry about it. Me, I'm scared of social media. Those people, they will hack you. They will do stuff.
Real.
So it's like, I stay away. Honestly, the reason why I'm scared of social media on TikTok, I saw tortoises fast running. Are tortoises the things that fast run?
No.
I saw the slow things, whether it's tortoises or the other species of shell. I think it's a tortoise.
It's a turtle. I think it lives in the water. Sea. Mm-hmm. Turtle.
I saw it running. I was like, you know what? I've had enough of TikTok.
Yes, it runs and it snaps.
I was like, no.
Listen, I've seen on TikTok, I think it was like 3 days ago, a chicken was flying.
Exactly.
It didn't just fly long distance from the roof. It flew.
Exactly. This is what I mean. There are certain things that I just don't want to be exposed to when it comes to social media. So
because it plays with your mind.
It plays with your mind too much. Yeah. So rather I stay away. And plus, TikTok is very addictive.
Ask me about it, guys. TikTok is very addictive. I cannot sleep with... Do you know I can't sleep without watching TikTok? I cannot.
Are you serious?
I cannot physically go to sleep. I have to have TikTok screen time before I go to sleep. It's that bad.
This should be a topic for another day.
We're
going to call out our social medias and the effects that it has.
Yes, definitely.
Probably in one of the shows that's upcoming.
Yes. Probably definitely. Our next show, probably the next, you know. Yeah.
And don't forget the name. I am Vuyisanani Wakanomchacho, your daily dose of sugar. Don't take me in too many doses because you might have diabetes. And that's nah, Imali Medical Aid. Shout out, people.
All right, then. And that's it from Karabo Daniels. Catch you next time on Thursday, 12 p.m.
You better come.
Yes.
If you go missing again.
I will come back. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey everybody, Luyolo Mkhalipi here, SABC Sports presenter. You're listening to Extra Time on Madiba's Radio.
What's up, Madiba's fam? It is another week and it's another episode right here on the Madiba's Radio podcast. And you're listening to Extra Time with myself, Habona Chobane, where I bring you all things in the sports world. I know it's a busy industry. We never sleep in the sports world. And like I mentioned, every week it's going to be me with a couple of new co-hosts from the Extra Time squad. And of course, today I'm not alone. I'm joined by two amazing individuals who are making their air debuts. So how are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You
and
are?
And I am Risa, of course. Mm-hmm. And here we have my partners.
I'm Yibanati, but one business account, as long as account number, I'm Mr. Bizong, Mr. Pumk. This is Extra Time, where the only thing that is offside is boredom, and also thing that is red-carded is the bad analysis.
Real. That is so real. But how are you guys doing? It's your first episode. It's actually your air debut. Like, it's the first time you're going to be broadcasted.
We are over the moon.
Over the moon.
Truly, truly.
Like, I think you've waited for so long. And it's not even a me thing. But you know we have issues.
Yeah, no, 100%. We're just really excited to be doing this for our first time ever. Mm. And it's a new experience for us, obviously. I love sport, love talking about sport, in fact. So, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here if we weren't sports fanatics. So it's always good having conversation with sports people. Like, I had the show last week with Sam and Bonginkosi, and literally we were so excited that when we're doing our test run, they told us when we did our test runs, our voices were fine. And then when they checked the levels, we were louder because of the excitement that came as we were talking about the stories. So it happens. But of course, as you know, we like to start our show off with all things campus sports, because why would we be here if it weren't for campus sports? And this past weekend, it was Campus Sports League. And I said, and I did say I was going to go to the games, but I went to church. I was at church the whole morning, so I ended up missing almost every single game.
Gotta praise the Lord.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. My faith comes first. So, Pujas, Risa's gonna give us the rugby results, and then Uyibanati's gonna give us the soccer results from this past weekend's Campus Sports League.
So this past weekend we had our rugby, which was quite exciting. Hope everyone was there and having a good time. So the results is as follows: Ocean View North Phase 29 was a rough start for them, but at least they tried. Well, up to them. Metro with the North, PSA, 20 points. SSV, 13. Claude Cavani, 7. HP North Guards, 15. SSSV, 12. Well, we say well done to all the boys that played this weekend. Hope they were having fun, you know. In fact, hope everyone was there supporting. We need the support, you know. Rugby league is always fun to have. So we'll catch you at our next rugby game. Hopefully everyone will be there. Thank you.
Ibanati with the soccer.
Oh, I'm coming to the soccer. In this Sunday, I was hoping to be there, but I wasn't. I had some flu. Talk about Juliana was defeated by Laboria by 2-0. Dynamics FC was defeated by Varsity Park FC by 5-1. Castle House FC was defeated by Demariska, the Log Leaders, by 3-2. Trocadero got their first win, 2-0 with my Student House FC. Mercato Chamber draw with Omega FC, 3-3. Steve Biko FC 1-1 with Phase 3. Triple S VFC 4-1 to Smada FC. Alpha FC was defeated by South Point FC by 1-0. I say congratulations to Trocadero to have their first win after 4 consecutive.
Do you know why they got that win? I got inside scoop on why they got that win.
Let's hear.
It's not a win because they won by default, because there was some like, what's some shika in English? There was some riggedness of the other team. Mm. So then they had an automatic win. Oh. So that's how they got...
Oh, that's not a win.
It is a win.
That's a default
win. It's a win. A win is a win.
Yeah, no.
A win is a win, and we can't fault them on that.
But the coach, if you can interview the coach, he cannot say anything. What happened? He doesn't know.
We didn't get an interview from the coach this time. Oh. Like, we got an interview from the coach the last week, and we didn't get one this time. But I did get told that the reason why they did get that win was because of some riggedness from the other team. I think there was a player that was ineligible to play that they had playing. So rules were broken, and if you're going to break a rule, it's an automatic win to the other team. And that's so crazy.
Win is a win.
Exactly. You said that. A win is a win. Yeah. A win is a win. So, yeah, no, man, it's so, like, interesting. Have you guys been attending the games?
Yes, actually, only one, but, you know, had to leave early.
That's more than one, more than I have.
I know, but I love rugby, I love soccer, I love the hype, you know.
Why haven't you been attending? You live right here.
Yeah, like, I'm in phase 3, but I don't know, I become so tired.
But I understand. But he's a medical student. They don't sleep.
I thought this weekend I was going, but I got some flow, then I couldn't go there.
Oh, man, I also thought I was going to go this weekend.
Even if it's raining, it's the best time to watch sports, literally.
Of course, the next games are taking place on Sunday, the 25th of May, starting at 10:30 in all various sports. Because the only sports we haven't actually touched up in Campus Sports League is the netball. And I really am neglecting it, and I need to not neglect it, because I used to play netball. I used to play Campus League. The last time I played was in 2023. And we made it to the finals. My team made it to the finals, so we got a silver medal. So I cannot neglect.
So congratulations.
Thank you. But that was like years ago.
And still, you need to your achievements, yeah. You know.
And of course, Basketball's Friday Night Lights is coming back this week. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm actually quite excited. It's my first time going this year. I missed the last one. I saw you were there.
Yeah, I was there with Sam and Bonkosi. Yeah. Like, we were all there. Why aren't you? You're missing out on a lot of sports things, eh? You're just missing out.
If it's on Friday, I cannot go there. On Friday, I must catch up with my sleep.
Yeah.
I don't sleep the whole week.
When I saw his timetable, I was like,
show man.
8 o'clock till 5, Monday till Friday.
I could never, literally.
But that's how it is for him.
But one day I will be there.
One day, someday. So, Bernard is going to give us the fixtures for this Friday's Friday Night Lights, which is taking place at the Madiba's Indoor Sports Center. Yeah.
Oh, okay, these are the fixtures. Madiba's B team and Rhodes staff will be playing against each other. Madiba's Lady team and Rhodes Titans ladies. Madiba's USSA versus Rhodes Titans. Tickets will be sold at the door for students, 10 rand, and for non-student, 15 rand cash only. Bring your friends along to enjoy the exciting Friday night light. Gates open at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Late. We will see you there. And if you're not there, I don't know why you wouldn't be there. Like, Friday night lights is so great. The vibes are great. And it's such a different scenario. It's like a different atmosphere compared to, like, attending a rugby game.
Yeah,
like, basketball's, like, so much different. And especially because it's not as popular in South Africa. It is something that's, like, out of the ordinary. So if you want to try like new things, it would be like great to like.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, I don't understand basketball.
That's why you need to go so you can start understanding basketball. Like, we need to be hands on in all sports codes. We'll be like, yeah, like this is what's up in everything. But yeah, guys, and then of course the Netball U Size will be hosted by the Nelson Mandela University, which will take place on the 30th of June until the 4th of July. So if you're around campus around those times, be sure to come by, support our netball team, and they'll be hosting the other institutions. I think it's 10, if not 10, 8 institutions. And then they'll be competing in the Varsity Sports Netball, which is coming in second semester, which is another thing that I'm excited about because last year's was really great. Like, it was really, really great. But yeah, anything that you want to tell us about sports, Reese? Like, anything that you have?
Not going to lie, I'm not a fan of, like, learning new sports, but I wouldn't mind to learn netball. I've always wanted to play netball, but I've never had the guts to, like, attend practices. You know, there's so many good players in, like, Madiba's. Like,
yeah.
I've literally seen the first team play, and they're all extremely good.
There are first team players that are playing in the Telkom Netball League,
yes,
but it's on a break now. It's going to come back. The second leg is going to come back soon, so we just need to watch out for that. So
there
are Madiba's players that are representing Eastern Cape.
Oh,
it's like, wow, I used to love it. Ibanati, on your side?
I don't know anything about netball.
Why?
I used to play netball when I was in primary school because I was that boy that was silly. So I had to do everything. Like, with my friends, we had to do everything that we like. We were playing netball, playing volley, playing soccer, and we knew none of those.
So now you don't play these sports?
I'm not playing right now, but I want to go back to soccer, but I have no time.
Yeah, I was about to say, your schedule does not allow you.
My best enemy is time. Only enemy that I have is time. I want to play, I want to do anything, but time constraints.
Like, even having you here, I'm shocked. Because I was looking at this, I was like, will he even be available to come and do the show based on...
It was a pity that today I got this free day. Then I had to come.
No, forever grateful. It's always good having you guys here and, like, making time for the things that you are passionate about. And of course, if you haven't been noticing in the sports world, South Africa has their first ever under-20 AFCON trophy against Morocco in Egypt. I saw you posted about it.
What a performance by the boys. Like, I believe those boys throughout their group stages, going through the knockout stages, then I believe that they are going to bring this home.
And they did. And they did you watch the final?
No, I actually didn't.
I was shocked. I've been on an academic bubble because I've just been studying. I have no time to watch things. I have no time for a social life more than anything.
You're trying to be an academic warrior right now.
At this point in time, like, I really am.
I sacrificed academics, because I was in studies. I was studying when this final was playing, and I saw that it is halftime. Then I told myself that I'm not going to study. I'll be watching this one. And I think it was 3 minutes after watching the game, they scored. Then I was like, I did something for a reason.
You were like, yeah, it was worth it. Yeah. It was 100% worth it.
It wasn't useless.
The curtain will finally come down for the Total Energies CAF Under 20 Africa Cup of Nations tournament when South Africa confronts Morocco in the final at the 30th of June Stadium in Cairo on Sunday, May 18th. In the history of the tournament organized by the Confederation of African Football, South Africa and Morocco will be meeting in the final for the second time. The two sides faced off in the final in the 1997 edition, which Morocco won 1-0 to seal their first and only Under 20 AFCON crown. Nearly three decades later, the young Atlas Lions will be aiming to recapture that historic success, while South Africa's Amajita will be determined to turn the tables and claim their maiden continental title at the level of AFCON competitions. Right? How did South Africa and Morocco fare in the group stage? Spearheaded by coach Raymond Ndaka, Amajita went into the tournament pulled in Group A alongside Egypt, Tanzania, Sierra Leone and Zambia. They started off their campaign with a 1-0 defeat against Egypt, in which the North Africans scored in the 62nd minute courtesy of Mohamed Abdul to carry the day. They dusted off their poor start to edge out Tanzania in a 1-0 after Sikiel April had scored in the 27th minute, and the win revived their hopes of making it out of the group. They followed the Tanzania win by hammering Sierra Leone 4-1. Amajita's last fixture ended in a 1-1 draw against Zambia, and thus qualified alongside Egypt to the quarterfinal stage. In the quarters, they were drawn to face Democratic of Congo, who are finished in the third in Group C after amassing 4 points, the same place as Senegal. Against Congo, South Africa needed a dramatic 1-0 victory in extra time to become the fourth and final nation to secure their place in the semifinals. Despite a 0 draw result in regular time, the match burst into a life during extra time as Thabang Mohlangu struck the decisive goal in the 109th minute. Listen, it was not easy for South Africa to make it where they did.
Yeah.
Like, especially in the group stages.
Like, if you can look at the scores, for the knockout fixtures, they win 1-0, 1-0, 1-0. And because they won by 1-0 to DR Congo, Nigeria, and also Morocco. Mm. So it was not easy for them, but we can thank that goalkeeper of them, Fletcher Lowe.
Yeah.
That's the best man.
I think he got...
He got the goalkeeper of the
tournament. I saw that.
He has many clean sheets. Wow. Like for the knockout stages, you got all the clean sheets, and for the final, that goal came from him because he was the one that assisted the goal score.
Wow! See,
that's the best part.
Like I said last week, South African football is growing, and that makes my heart so warm because I feel like at some point it was neglected for some time, and we weren't seeing any progress. We weren't winning. We weren't qualifying for things. We're just there, you know, and for us to bring back a CAF AFCON is like, wow.
Yeah, no,
and they qualified for World Cup.
Exactly, like that's really big. When last did South Africa play in the World Cup?
Ew.
like when last did South Africa play in the FIFA World Cup?
Ew.
It's been a hot minute. We hosted in 2010 and we never saw
the still cup kids. Against,
right?
Still kids.
I want a rematch.
Yeah, no.
I want a rematch with us hosting the FIFA World Cup.
Another World Cup. So
another World Cup must be hosted here.
All eyes are on Bafana, but they are like 3 points away from qualifying for World Cup. They're also going there.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Like every football team from South Africa is doing well.
They really are. Yeah. They really are. It's so commendable to see, because if it wasn't for the new management, I honestly don't think we would have been where we are.
Yeah.
But it's like people are investing. They're investing in.
So much.
And it becomes so worth it. It's like, wow, like, we've got this. We've got this. And it's not a thing of, no, only rugby is, like, the most focused on sport.
Yeah,
rugby. Nah, football's catching up.
It is.
They are catching up, and they're doing a really good job at it.
I think they got that pressure from rugby, because rugby has been excelling for the past years.
Yeah.
So they felt like we are doing nothing, so they are picking up.
Especially after the back-to-back World Cup win.
Yeah.
Then they were like, we felt the pressure. Because after that World Cup win, it was AFCON. It was AFCON last year, and I think we placed third? Second?
Second or third?
Third. Because the final was Morocco.
Yeah, we got the bronze.
Yeah, no, it was not Morocco. It was Costa Ivory and Nigeria. That was the final. I think that was the final last year. We came third. We beat Morocco in the semis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, wow.
And that's the best thing to beat Morocco because yes. it's regarded as the best team.
Yes, like, it's an achievement.
I'm proud of South African teams, like the national ones. When they achieve, they beat Morocco. So that's the best achievement. That's where you can judge South African football, that it is arising by beating Morocco.
Because Morocco is more said to be the best. They are the champions. They are the goats. Yeah. And it's like, are you though? Are you really? No, man, it's great to see. And of course, we have upcoming matches, the CAF Champions League Finals first leg. We will have Mamelodi Sundowns versus the Pyramids at 3 p.m. And then, of course, with the Betway Premiership. And Risa's going to give us those fixtures which are upcoming. And yeah, after some time, like, actually, we don't know what teams you guys support, now that I think about it.
I'm a Orlando Pirates fan.
Mm-hmm. And Risa, what's your team?
I want to say Orlando Pirates because my family supports Orlando Pirates.
Finally, I have people in the team who are with me. I finally have people in the team who are with me because last week it was me and Sam and them, and they were all like against me. It was two against one. Like, I had Kaizer Chiefs fans and I was alone.
Yeah.
It's finally good to see that I have people who are supporting the same teams as me. But like, what other teams do you support?
But I don't fear Chiefs fans.
I don't either.
I got heartbroken last week because Barcelona got their trophy.
I'm
a Real Madrid fan.
Now you have just lost at least like 5 points in the solidarity that we and I had because I'm a Barca fan.
I'm a Real Madrid fan, but I can give Mbappe the credit. That man have carried Real Madrid to this, and he's the man alone. Every game he's scoring, but defense
when you see
conceding the every time.
The score, right, and then it shows you who always is Mbappe.
I always know that if you scored, Mbappe is one of those. Like in the El Clasico, you got the hat-trick, but we still lost.
Literally, always is Mbappe with the minutes, and then in other teams, it's like different names. But Jaris.
Oh, okay. Back to me, where I'll be presenting the Betway Premiership fixtures on Saturday, 24th of May. So we will have AmaZulu playing FC versus Orlando Pirates at 3 o'clock sharp. Cape Town FC versus Stellenbosch FC at 3 o'clock sharp also. Golden Arrows versus Kukune United at 3 o'clock also. Kaizer Chiefs versus Polokwane City at 3. Magesi FC versus Marumo Gallants FC at 3, Super Sport United versus Richards Bay at 3 also. The last match for the league will be on the 28th of May, Wednesday, as we will be playing Orlando Pirates versus Magesi FC. Thank you.
And they say that that match between Kaizer Chiefs and Polokwane City, it's like a final for Kaizer Chiefs because they are fighting for a spot.
Yeah. They really are.
If they lose there, they are not getting to the to the top 8. They can if they draw.
Yeah.
And also Magesi loses against Pirates and also against Marumo Gallants.
Yeah, I think I did mention it last week that it is a
do
or die
them.
Situation.
Yeah. It's a final for them.
Yeah,
this
determines the rest of the year for them, placing top 8.
Because it's very hard for them. There is very much competition there. Marumo Gallants can also get a chance to go there. Magesi can also get a chance to go there. And
they
also
are
Chiefs.
Decent teams.
Yeah.
But Chiefs just needs to work a little harder.
Yeah.
Yes, we get it. You won the Nedbank Cup. We're over there. But who's on the log?
Yeah.
We're on the log. We're number two on the log. Mamelodi's number
not
one.
Moving there. And they're not moving. Even if you can lose all these matches. And also, Tumelo Trom also said that he's asking for the coach to lose the match against AmaZulu and also lose the match against SuperSport, lose a match against Market, so that this team go ahead of Kaizer Chiefs. And like, I think that will be.
Oh, people
good
are
for
really
us.
Praying on Kaizer Chiefs' downfall. Like,
oh my word!
Like people that are not Kaizer Chiefs fans.
They thought like they win the world.
Yeah. No, really. Like the one after the Nedbank Cup. Oh my goodness! My status was just filled with Kaizer Chiefs.
Literally.
I didn't even know I had that many contacts who are Kaizer Chiefs fans. Like I was shocked. I was like,
what
where did
me
you
that
guys?
The the winning of Kaizer Chiefs Nedbank Cup was louder than the Sundowns winning the league. Like,
yes,
last weekend,
that is true. They won literally the
cup, but like, there was silence. Like nothing happened.
I think because people are so used to Mamelodi just like winning all the time.
It was like a Nedley entering the pool.
Yeah, it was just a thing of they
and
won
also
again.
There are speculations about their cup. They think it's like a hubble. Something.
Did you see the cup?
I saw the cup.
I also saw the cup. It's not a pretty cup.
It's not giving.
It's not pretty. I saw the picture of the cup and I was like, this is the cup that they were working spent months on designing.
And also South African football is rising and people will be looking our
the
successes.
Standard needs to be
and
upheld.
When they see that cup, they was like, no.
And I swear the cup is this
they're
big.
Failing.
How much is that worth even?
They
all
spend
the time
months.
Money.
They failed sometimes. For the 8th consecutive time, then you give them that.
This, a cup this big, it's not even bigger than 30 centimeters. Like when I saw that picture, it was so small underdone.
And
it's giving little leads.
It's bad.
It's like a cup that you can give like children.
Literally,
and you
high
get
school
other
cup.
It's like if you can see those tournaments in the rural areas.
That sounds like you can give little kids.
Go and buy any trophy then give the winners.
But like no effort was put in whatsoever. No. And I think because I saw this other TikTok and I was telling my housemate because my housemate is a Mamelodi Sundowns fan. I was like, being a Mamelodi Sundowns fan is like so... Like, there's no excitement in it because you don't worry, is my team going to lose? You know, Kaizer Chiefs fans are always on their toes because Kaizer Chiefs always, you know, they're always on their toes. They're always worried. They're always, that's what, like, it gives them that thrill, that adrenaline. It keeps them going. Like, are we going to win? Are we going to lose? Already, Nedbank Cup, we were all on the edge of our seats. Kaizer Chiefs fans and Orlando Pirates fans. But some fans were, like, a bit relaxed. They thought because we had won the weekend before that it was going to be an automatic win. And it's like...
I think in that final, the problem came from the coach. He did bad substitutions. Why did he
When
take
I saw
out
the
Kaizer
Chiefs lineup and I was like, this is
like
a solid...
We had that match. We had that match, but... Our problem was substituting of God.
Because I was like, this is a solid starting, and I'm worried now. And I was good to worry because in the end, Kaizer Chiefs came out on top. Whereas with Sundowns fans, it's like they just watch for the sake
they
of watching. Because it's like, straight win.
Oh, no.
There's no adrenaline. There's no being kept on your toes. So then it's like... What's the purpose?
Literally.
And also people talking about how it's so easy for them to just like buy out players every time. So it's
because there's the type of play in Sundowns and Pirates is very different. In Sundowns they believe on superstars that are being bought. In Pirates they build their young.
Yeah, they build.
If you can,
both
if you can look
players.
The lineup of Pirates, I think there's more than 5 youngsters. And also right now they introduced 3 of them. It's Muleleke, it's Villain. This youngster, it's wearing just number 46. Yeah, it's 46. Then also Silepe. And he's taking that position from Akaul.
Yeah.
And he's goading his first lineup. And also there's Matiba on the left side. And also in the back, there's Mbekezile Mbokazi. Forward, we come with Kota and Fugeng.
Yeah,
like
compared to Sundowns just like buys out players from overseas. I mean, because they can afford to.
Literally.
I mean, they are sponsored by the Mutsipe Foundation, so we can't say much about it.
And also, they have these winnings like 8 consecutives, which means they are generating money.
Yeah, so might as well if like they want to keep that standard.
Yeah,
but it's like it's not a club that builds on the stars that they have. Yeah. It's just the club that has established. They get pre-established people and they throw them on the field. So it's like... So being a Mamelodi Sundowns fan, it's great and all, but where's the adrenaline? Where's the fear? The fear that Madiba's had during rugby season, during Varsity Shield season, when we were playing UDubs. We were scared. We were on our toes. Every game was a... Are we going to win this game? I think that's what it's like having... Like, I think now it's starting like that with the Springboks as well. But it depends on who the Springboks are playing that adrenaline comes in. Because some teams...
New Zealand. Definitely
For some teams, it's like, in the bag, we've got this. And then some teams, you're like, actually, we played them in the final. Yes, we beat them in the final, but anything can happen. Like, if we were to play England, it would be a thing of... This could go either way.
Even
like Australia. We were showed down.
Yeah.
So I think the Italy game that's upcoming on the 12th is like going to be a, I don't know. I
just How do you feel? How do you feel about it, though?
I feel like we're going to win. Oh. I'm bummed that I didn't get a ticket.
Oh, but, I had to wait in queue.
Same. I don't understand about rugby. Why are the tickets so expensive?
Yes. Apparently it has to do with SARU, allegedly, the South African Rugby Union. Because people were saying, why are the tickets so pricey compared to football? And people are like, This is a national team. This is these are world champions, back to back world champions. And it's like, yes, they back to back champions, but they are a national team before they are world champions. Yeah. They got to that position because of being a national team.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't just wake up and were world champions. You had to go represent the country that you're from to get that title. So it's like, the energy should be kept. But like, there's a lot of discourse that's going on.
Yeah, but is there not like PE people watching? I feel like people are coming from Cape Town and Joburg.
Even though they have games in their cities as well.
It's so good.
There's a lot of discourse about it. Some people are saying they're trying to keep specific demographics out of the matches by making it like not affordable. Because what do you mean? The minimum price was 250 rand.
Yeah,
that was the minimum ticket.
Those 250. Gone.
And they were there. It's like sitting up there in the corner at the stadium. Guys, my friends and I had literally budgeted. We had the money.
Same.
It's that queue we were waiting in. And then by the time the tickets that we had budgeted for, they were finished.
Yeah.
Within 15 minutes, I think I tried and I was just in queue. You're in queue 756 in queue. Oh. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to make it.
At least we were 700 and something in PE. Pretoria people were like number 2,000 and something by 9:05.
Oh my word.
Now the only tickets that are left for that Springbok game, I think they're the 1,000 rand and the 1,700 and 1,900.
People will pay for that.
In other provinces, the highest ticket was 3,500. And that's like the halfway line tickets around that area.
Oh my word.
So the discourse about the ticket prices, only Saru knows the answer to that. Only South African football, they know why the tickets range from. Because even Bafana played last year in PE. Yeah, and the ticket was like 60 rand. And it's at the same stadium.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's so different? Like, it's not like the venue's changing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the value of the team.
And the sport.
That's what I'm saying. People are saying they are world champions. But if you guys are going to use the slogan, we're stronger together, then why are we not together?
Exactly.
Why are you not making it affordable for all of us?
People will not go there because of this man. They cannot afford the tickets.
That's what people are saying. They're doing it on purpose so they can keep a specific
demographic
out of affording. But that brings us to the end of the show for this week.
Because
we've been on a rant.
Yeah,
like we said, the sports world is a never ending sports world. And it's always great having people who share the same passions and interests as you when it comes to sports.
It's an exciting moment. This is me, Ibanatu,
and
Bizngekam, Kangaza, Kanamba, and Bizngo, Mr. Pumk.
And I'm Risa. You can catch me next time on Extra Time.
All right. And my name is Rabona Chabane, and this is Extra Time right here on Madiba's Radio Podcast. Until next time, stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you next week. And we'll also see you on Friday at the basketball. You better be there. If you're not there, you're missing out. But of course, it's a wrap, and we'll see you guys another time. We'll see them soon.
Yeah.
We'll have them next week. It's going to be other people, but like, hopefully they'll be back again.
Yeah.
Like, I hope they enjoyed the show and we'll see
them.
You
certainly did, yes.
You did.
Yeah.
Right. This is Extra Time on Madiba's Radio. I am Rabone Chobane.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madiba's Radio.